What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Oh, okay, g'day guys. Welcome to the Friday edition of the Fantasy Overtime post-game show. It's January the 7th, January the 8th here. We have got 9 games, I believe, to go through. So we will start at the top, and then there's a few questions, so we'll jump onto those at the end. First game of the night, Sixers got over the Spurs pretty easy. Spurs were down quite a few players here, so not really surprising. We had a couple of spot starts. Josh Primo, Cade Bates, Diop, Bryn Forbes all started. Some of those are probably worth monitoring, some of those guys. I'm not rushing to stream any of them in. I think Josh Primo, for me, is probably the most intriguing of the three. Wasn't terrible tonight. 9 points, 2 rebounds, 2 assists, a steal and a block. So, look, that's okay. Bryn Forbes took a lot of shots. If he'd hit some, would have had a good night as well. So he is someone to watch if you need three point production. He can do that. But as we saw here, that's really all he's got to offer. For the Sixers, Matisse Thybulle was back, played 33 minutes as a starter. 12 points, 2 steals. The steals are nice. 5 of 5 from the field is nice as well. Still more of a streamer. I don't think he needs to be rostered, and you're only really getting him onto your team if you need steals and blocks. Beyond him, and then those sort of the guys we know, Tobias Harris, Joel Embiid, Seth Curry, there's not really a lot of value on the Sixers now that they're almost back to full strength. Tyrese Maxey has to come back in. Shake Milton as well. Although, I mean, he's not a major part of the rotation when they're healthy. So on to the next game. The Bucks, shorthanded Bucks, got over the Nets here. Pretty rough loss for the Nets, to be honest. They really slow to start this one and just never got into it. Giannis was really good, as he always is. Middleton was fine. Bobby Portis, one of his better games for a while, 25 and 12, with no DeMarcus Cousins on the bench to take those center minutes. It was Mamu Kalashvili who played 15 minutes. So Portis is going to be getting 30, 32, 34 minutes a night moving forward, unless we get word that Brook Lopez is coming back, which we haven't yet. Jordan Nwora, pretty quiet game, 13 points, but he's probably worth a stream just while Drew Holiday is out in the protocols with Dante DiVincenzo, Grayson Allen, Pat Connaughton. Once they're all back, none of them are going to have value other than Holiday, obviously. For the Nets, Claxton started and played 25 minutes. Probably not an ideal matchup for him. So the fact he played 25 minutes is pretty encouraging. 14-6 with a steal and a block. And LaMarcus Aldridge only played 9 minutes. So it is starting to trend towards Claxton being that permanent starter, especially alongside Kyrie Irving. So Yeah, look, I think, I mean, Claxton has to be rostered now everywhere, I would assume, but if he's not, go and grab him. Paddy Mills, only 3 points on 1 of 8 shooting. The two steals are a nice little bonus there, but he's trending towards being a drop, I would think, at some point. Irving didn't even play in this one, and he only had 3 points. Obviously, he just needs his shots to fall to have value, but yeah, I don't see him being a must-roster player for much longer. And so you've really got Durant, Harden as your two must-roster players. No one else I would consider worth looking at in 12-team leagues. The Raptors got over the Jazz. Jazz led this one for the first half and half of the third quarter before Fred VanVleet took over. For the Jazz, they were without basically their entire starting five. So we had 26 points from Elijah Hughes, 29 points from Eric Paschal. Whiteside started and was pretty disappointing given what our managers had probably been hoping for, 7 and 7 with 2 blocks. Look, I mean, that's okay, but you probably would have been hoping for a bit more there, especially in terms of rebounding numbers. Jared Butler, 17 points. Daniel House, 13 points. So we're not doing anything here. They're going to get all their guys back on the court. None of them are out for any significant amount of time. So pay no attention there. For the Raptors, as I said, VanVleet took over in the third. He had 24 points in the third quarter. Ended with his first triple-double of his career, 37-10-10 with 2 steals and a block. He's been fantastic the last month. I think he's the second-ranked player, third-ranked player or something ridiculous. So I really hope he gets an all-star spot this season. He certainly deserves it. Gary Trent, pretty cold in this one, but did have 3 blocks, although I don't know why they were 3 blocks. I swore one of those was a steal, but only 10 points. Did hit a couple of threes late down the stretch, which were pretty key to their victory. So just didn't have his shot falling in this one, but the defensive numbers are nice. And Chris Boucher, look, it does look like he's edging ahead of Ken Birch and Precious Achiuwa as the sixth man or the sixth and in terms of bigs. 20 minutes here, 13 and 5 with 2 steals is 12 team worthy. So we're probably adding him, streaming him in, and still just having a bit of a look at what this looks like most nights. But if this is sort of what we're looking at, 20 minutes, he's probably a fringe 12 team guy. He's worth holding, I think. The Wizards fell to the Bulls. It was their ninth straight victory. The Wizards, Caldwell Pope, he cooled off a little bit here, but still has some streaming value. Kyle Kuzma, 21-11 with 3 defensive stats. Another good game. The shooting was off a little bit, but he's still fine to be holding. I don't see him as a top 100 player when we get to the end of the season. They've got a lot of players to come back, but for now, he's playing really well, so you just add him. Beal, he's rolling right now, looks really good. Spencer Dinwiddie actually played well alongside Beal, which is nice. Denny Avdia, only 19 minutes with all these guys back. So I still do like him long term. I'd probably hold for another game or two just to see if he can get back up to about 25 minutes a night. But it is hard to know with the Wizards because they're probably losing more than they're winning. And so what they do with their rotation from one night to the next is not as predictable as some other teams. For the Bulls, there's not really a lot here. Coby White had another strong game off the bench. We're streaming him in at the moment, but it feels like there's going to be a cool off. He shot 7 of 8 here. He's not shooting 88% every night. So if he only hits half his shots, which is generally what you'd expect from him, so he would have gone sort of 3 or 4 of 8 and finished with maybe 11 or 12 points and 3 assists, which is not a 12-team line. So stream him in for points and threes, and then when he cools off, just move on. And Ayo Dosunmu, look, he's a name to watch. 18 and 5 with 4 assists, 3 steals. Better than Derek Jones, quite clearly. Where he fits, I don't know. I mean, the Bulls were pretty much at full strength here. We're just waiting on Caruso to come back. But there is a world, I think, where just Sunmu can carve out maybe a 20-minute, 22-minute role most nights. And if he's getting that many minutes, deep league managers will want to take notice. Mavericks got over the Rockets. This was a blowout. Minutes were down. I wouldn't take anything away from this game from either side, really. Mavericks were without Doncic and Porzingis and still won comfortably. You're not making any rash pickups here. Maxi Kleber was solid, but once Porzingis is back, he'll go back to being a deeper league guy. For the Rockets, Eric Gordon is starting to trend down a little bit. I'm still holding him, but we've seen from Eric, from Gordon in the past that he'll go through periods where he's a solid top sort of 70 player, and then he'll cool off and be outside the top 200 for 2 weeks. So he hasn't have enough upside to warrant holding through the rough patches. So I'd be okay with dropping him now, but if you do want to give him another game, that's fine. Christian Wood, 20 points, a steal and a block. Killed your free throw percentage as he has been doing all season. But a nice line, and if you've got him, you're just happy that he's on the court. But the minutes are all down here a little bit for their guys. So, yeah, not too much on the Rockets' side. Timberwolves ended up winning by 30 over the Thunder, sort of running away with this one in the second half. For the Wolves, Pat Beverley was ruled out. A groin issue doesn't sound like it's serious, and the fact that they were playing the Thunder could have had something to do with it. They actually started Jaden McDaniels in his spot, which I thought they'd go with Malik Beasley there, but McDaniels, only 18 minutes, 9 points, nothing else. He's not a 12-team guy, obviously. Jared Vanderbilt, 11 points. That's nice, a bit of a surprise. On efficient shooting, 16 rebounds, 3 steals, exactly what you need him to do. Strong game from Towns, only 11 shots. I'd like him to be taking a lot more shots than that, but 19, 8, and 5 with 3 blocks and a steal on 7 of 11 shooting, you can't really complain. D'Angelo Russell, 27 and 12, his best game clearly since returning. He won't shoot 11 of 12 from the field very often, so take a photo of that one. And then Beasley, who I thought would have a bit of value here, only had 5 points in 20 minutes. Jalen Noel, 10 points. Naz Reid, 17 points, but got some garbage time. So not taking a lot away there. Lou Dort was back starting for the Thunder, had 18 points. Stream him in. He might have a week of solid production here, and then he'll go ice cold again. Aaron Wiggins, 13, 7, 4, and 2. Look, he's doing bits. He's worth considering in 12-team leagues, more of a 14-team player, I think, but sort of clearly got one of those starting roles locked down at the moment. So, yeah, look, he's okay to have on a roster, I think. And Josh Giddey, not a great game for him, but we're obviously holding, much like Shea. The next game, the Kings went down to the Nuggets. Kings are just bad at this point. Fox, really nice game, 30 points. On 11 of 23 shooting. Halliburton, he has cooled off after his last month of production, 14, 4, and 6. This was always going to happen with Fox back on the court.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only, not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
A lot better than this. So until Holmes is back, I still think Damian Jones is the stream here. Buddy Hield, 2 of 9 shooting, 7 points. Not a great night. This is what he does. He'll hit 7 threes and have 25 points, and then he'll do this where he gets pretty much nothing. So it all sort of coming out in the end. He'll be a top 100, top 120 player. So he's fine to have, but he is very frustrating. For the Nuggets, look, Aaron Gordon, I mean, he's not that good. 10 points in 33 minutes. I don't even know what his ranking is over the last, let's have a look, over the last month, which has probably been a sort of one of his better opportunities. He's the 216th ranked player. So, yeah, look, if you want to hold on to him, by all means, go ahead. But I'm okay with dropping him. If I saw him on a waiver wire in one of my leagues, I wouldn't be running to grab him. So I think that's how you can look at it. He's okay, but also okay to drop. Monty Morris moved back into the starting lineup, had 13 points. Probably a stream. Not a lot of upside. He'll give you a few assists, the scoring, the occasional steal. With him starting, Campazzo went back to the bench, had 7 assists and a steal. That's all he is now, just an assistant steals streamer, barring an injury to Morris or potentially Barton, I guess. Barton wasn't great in this one either, but we're holding on to him. Then we've got the last two games of the night, which are still going. The Lakers are leading the Hawks by 12. For the Hawks, John Collins is back, 17-5. Did look pretty rusty in the first half from what I saw. But yeah, look, good that he's back. He's played 29 minutes, so good to see his conditioning at a point where he can play big minutes as well. Bogdan Bogdanovic, 15 points in 24 minutes, probably worth streaming in, as is Kevin Huerter, 16-2 in his 26 minutes. I think both of those guys can have some value. They'll probably alternate, so might pick up one and he'll be good, then bad, then good, then bad. Onyeka Okongwu, look, good production in limited minutes. We're just watching him to see what his role looks like with Collins back. It's probably looking like around this role, like about a 15-minute role. Gallinari has taken the hit here in this one, only 17 minutes. So we're just watching Okongwu. In deeper leagues, he's probably worth picking up. For the Lakers, thus far, another strong Malik Monk game, 27 points and 7 triples. He's obviously rostered everywhere, or should be by now. Westbrook, yeah, look, I mean, again, it looks good on the surface. 9 points, 11 rebounds, 12 assists so far. But 4 of 14 from the field, 1 of 3 from the line, no defensive stats. If you've got him, you've got to be punting those categories, obviously. Horton Tucker, another strong game, 19 points, 4 assists, 26 minutes. I'd probably go and stream him in or pick him up and see if he can finally put together a nice stretch of games. And then the final game, the Cavs are leading the Blazers by 15 points. It's 13 points with only 50 seconds left. So it's going to be a Cavs victory there. Kevin Love has cooled off, which, I mean, we all saw coming. We're still holding him. I mean, he's still playing a lot more minutes than I thought he would. 27 in this one, 8-7 with 2 assists. So shooting has fallen off a little bit, as has the defensive production, but I think he still remains a 12-team option the rest of the way. Lauri Markkanen, fine. 15 with 5 assists and 1 rebound. How does he get 1 rebound? He's a little bit like Kyle Kuzma. Well, no, he's not even playing anywhere near as good as Kuzma. I think he's okay to hold, but again, I'd be okay moving on from him unless you're only holding him for points and threes. There's not really any upside outside of those categories. Rajon Rondo, he's 17 minutes, so didn't start. I don't know he does start next to Garland. I don't know what they're going to do. Stevens started in this one. Lamar Stevens only played 17 minutes. Chetty Osman played 30 minutes off the bench and had 14-3. So I'm probably not running to add any of these guys yet. But Rondo, yeah, if he's only playing 17 minutes, he's not a 12-team. He would need to be playing 25 at least, I think, to have some sustainable value. For the Blazers, Nasir Little, 8 points, 8 rebounds in 31 minutes. He's okay if you want to hold on to him. The minutes are going to be there while Nance is out. Covington, a really nice game. 17-8 with 2 blocks and a steal. I guess the concern here is that when Nance comes back, does Covington remain in the starting lineup? I don't know. I guess they'll see how he goes. I would think Nance will probably go back into that starting role, but both of them are worth holding at the moment. Anthony Simons, I mean, 14 points and 7 assists, that's nice. They're not the numbers he put up, obviously, the other day. And this is why I have him as a stream only and not a long-term must-add player, because if and when Lillard comes back and CJ comes back, Simons, I mean, there's, what, 70 minutes, 65 to 70 minutes. I've got to come away from guys like Simons, Ben McLemore, Dennis Smith. Yeah, I think Simons goes back to just being that sixth man and more of a deeper league must roster and a streamer for standard leagues. Okay, so we have got a couple of questions I saw. Where's the channel? There we go. Thomas Bryant. He's close to coming back. In terms of where I see him fitting, I wouldn't be adding him in a 12-team league. I don't think he'll be anything more than a top 150, maybe 160 this season. They've got Montrezl Harrell there. They've got Gafford. I mean, I'm still not sold on Gafford as their center of the future, but I'm not sold on Bryant either. So, and they're going to give Harrell minutes, even though he's not their center of the future. So I think it'll just be a timeshare kind of thing. But Bryant's going to sit back-to-backs. He's not going to play more than about 20 minutes. So I'm not adding him or considering him outside of probably 14-team leagues. Nikhil Alexander-Walker, can he pick it up? Do I have faith? I don't know. I never had a lot of faith in him. Where do I see him this season? Look, probably, I don't know. I mean, I remember watching him at Summer League a couple of years ago, and he was pretty impressive in a couple of games. Then the games that he wasn't impressive in, he still just continued to shoot the ball. He takes bad shots. And I mean, we've seen that from his field goal percentage this year. Do I see him picking it up and worth a hold in deeper leagues? Deeper leagues, I don't think he'll be inside the top 200 this year. So what, you'd have to be in a 16 minimum, maybe an 18-team league. Him, I think, to be a player worth holding, I think. Not in a 14, not in a 12. You can stream him in. Maybe Devontae Graham gets injured. But yeah, I don't see a ton of upside there. What order would you drop these guys? Alec Burks, Whiteside, Melton, Brandon Clark, Marcus Morris, PJ Washington. Whiteside is obviously the first drop there because he's not a 12-team player, 12-team guy when Gobert's playing. He would be first. Probably Brandon Clark would be next. Then Burks. Then Melton, Morris, and Washington, I'd probably have them pretty close, depending on what you need. Morris is probably has the most assured role. I think his minutes are locked in. Melton, obviously, per minute is the best of the three there, but he needs to be getting about 24, 25 minutes a night. Washington is slowly trending up, coming back off injury. So the first three, as I said, would be Whiteside, Clark, and Burks. And then it sort of depends what you need and where you're placed, but I'd have those next three pretty close in terms of where I see them finishing this season. And that will do it for today's show. I will be back tomorrow. I'm home alone for a few days, so I'll be back same sort of time tomorrow to do the show, and I'll post that in the morning for you to drop any questions in. All right, thanks, guys. Bye.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.